All right. Hey, welcome everybody to the call. Got everything recorded. Let me actually do a quick mic check, which I did not do. Hang on a second. All right. Hey, Mark, are you able to hear me okay? Mark Gillespie?
I can hear you just fine. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Forgot to do that before I hit record. All right, guys. Hey, welcome to the call. Glad for all of you that are dialing in. We do this call, as you know, every Friday morning. I know it's been an exciting week. Lots of things going on in our country, but obviously, you know, we're going to stick to the call here. But one thing I will tell you is just the importance of, you know, not getting distracted. That's one thing about this business is it's easy to get distracted being at home and with life and everything else. And so that's just been one thing we've had to do this week. Obviously, we're all caught up in the drama of the unknown and so forth, but just trying to obviously make sure we stay focused on what we need to do and what we can control. But super excited. We're actually having a fantastic week. Super pumped as we move into November. October was an incredible month. I do want to give one quick shout out. I did on Slack, but I want to give a big shout out to Mark Capper for having just right under 20,000 paid business for the month of October. So incredible month, Mark, that you had in October, and that's paid business. So submitted obviously a lot more than that. So that's a great month. I want to give him a big shout out. What we want to do on today's call is really go a little bit more in detail, and we don't want to get lost in the weeds by any means, and we're always careful to do this, but want to just give some tips on using the CRM effectively when you're selling, because one thing that we obviously preach very, very heavily that's been the key to our success is the mindset of ABD, always be dialing, always be dialing. We really developed this early on when we didn't have as high quality leads as we do today, but still the mindset of just always be dialing to just, that's the one thing that we can constantly control. And that's one thing David and I realized early on, that's nobody can take that away from us. As long as we have leads, as long as we're dialing, we always have a chance. You know what I mean? If for a guy in the field, the minute he goes home and sits on the couch or whatever, there's no more sales happening. Well, for us, the minute we stop dialing, there's no chance of getting a sale. You can't depend on people calling you back. Obviously, we all know that if you've been around for a while. So the ABD is so important to have that mentality of just realizing that's where your next sale is going to come from. But along with that is you got to have the right systems or understand and trust your system, because what does it mean when we say ABD? It doesn't mean that we're just always dialing new leads. It's yes, we're dialing new leads and having the right mix of new leads, but we're also continuing to dial our pipeline, because telesales in this business is very much a pipeline type of business. And so, but so often people don't do it long enough or do it the right way to experience that and realize just how much when we're always dialing, that doesn't mean all of our sales are always coming from the lead that just came in. It could be a lead, you know, that's much older, that's been worked through the system, but it's how do you work it through the system properly? And I don't know that everybody always does this correctly. And so we're just going to go through a bunch of scenarios. Let me real quick that David is, I don't know if David, I'm going to go ahead and get into this, David, but if you'll, whenever, I know you're on the call, but if you're free, let me know when that time comes. I know you got some chaos going on with little ones and so forth. So what I want to do is just kind of go through multiple scenarios, and I was going to kind of role play this with David, real live examples. And by the way, before I get into this, if you haven't gone to SLG Team lately, go to SLG Team, go to the new agent training, and there is a very good video that actually David did that goes through a lot of examples on a video. But we want to just kind of complement that and go through a bunch of scenarios here. That's kind of our intentions, and David said he's ready. Perfect timing. So I just wanted to confirm, David. So what we're going to do now that I've set up and bought a little time here, David, I think I've got you unpaused. Can you hear me? Are you there?
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. So what we're going to do is just, again, y'all can go back and watch that video. I encourage you to do that. But I'm just going to go through live examples, real live examples of how of, and I'm going to ask David, give you an example, David, and just kind of explain how you would set that in the CRM. The thing about David is once he gets in a zone and gets in that flow state, he's going to constantly be dialing, moving from one call to the next, one call to the next. This is really one of the secrets, in my opinion, of what makes David very effective. Obviously, you're very good at sales, David. I don't mean that. But also you move efficiently throughout your day and when you're working. And this is so important for you guys to understand. This is how you can still make 200 dials and yet still be writing deals at the same time. Because, I mean, is that right? Does that make sense? Would you agree with that, David?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because even though David's writing a lot of apps, he's still dialing a ton as well because he's efficiently moving through the system. And so let me go dive right into it. So let's just get just real basic stuff starting off. So, David, let's just say a lead gets to cool lead three. They have an answer just so everybody knows because this is important that you do clear leads out of the system. So, David, a lead gets to cool lead three. They have not answered the phone. What do you do with it?
Withdrawn nurture. And the reason I put nurture, because if they did not answer, they didn't tell me no. I just wasn't able to contact them. So I put them in under as nurture because, as we all know, leads in this business sometimes are pumping in like crazy, and times like it is right now, volume may be a little bit low. So build your inventory. If they didn't tell you no, then there's still a go.
So I love it. I love it. So, you can use withdrawal no contact as well if they never answered. But yes, or nurture either one. Yeah. We can talk about nurture as well. But the point is, you got for those of you if you're new on the call, you've got to withdraw leads at some point to make room for the new leads. But you want to make sure you put them in a status where you know how to reload them back, which I'm going to get into a little bit towards the end of this call. But so it's very important when you get a lead that you're done with, they haven't answered. Withdraw that sucker, but don't say not interested to David's point because they haven't said they're not interested. You just hadn't got them on the phone. So set a proper status like withdrawal no contact or withdrawal nurture. We'll come back to that in a second. So let's say, David, a lead picks up the phone and they just immediately say, well, I'm at work. Call me after six. What do you do?
What time specifically? To 6:15 or 6:30? Give them two choices and make it firm. Okay, then you set the status as an appointment. Now, you need to double and triple check once you set it as an appointment for the right time because the CRM does have glitches. Set the appointment, confirm the appointment, and then it's in your system. And you'll get notified an hour ahead of time for the appointments you have at least an hour away. So I schedule the appointment. Put my status as an appointment and book it at the time in which we agreed on.
Yep, and this is important. What David said, it takes about 10 extra seconds to go out of the lead and back in to confirm your appointment set correctly. But once you've done that, you can move quickly to the next call. You don't need to go put it in your phone calendar and make a sticky note and put it in this other calendar. Once you get comfortable trusting the system, this allows you to move quickly. So you set the appointment. What David said is he went back out of the lead, goes back in to confirm it's set properly. Now, David, I know you always do a great job at nailing down the appointment. So let's say 6:15 comes around, you call them, and let's say you call them two or three times. They do not answer. Shocker on the time that they said they requested you call, but this is still a pretty fresh lead. What are you doing with that lead at that point? Because they did not keep the appointment.
Yep. I schedule it back as a new lead and start and then just work them back through the system.
And then they answer again and they do the same thing? You just keep with the rotation?
Correct. Don't deviate from the system. If they will likely not answer during the appointment. So have that expectation. Have the expectation about 3 out of 10 appointments actually answer during the appointment, okay? So if I call the lead, they don't answer. Now, this is not anybody I've quoted or anything like that. This is just a straight-up appointment. Then I'll put them back as a new lead status.
Yep. You just keep working. You just keep starting them over through the system because you're working it until you get a sale or a no, right?
Correct. Now, in my sticky notes, I'll put interested. That way I know that's not just a regular lead. I've made contact with that lead. So in my sticky notes, and guys, there's no rhyme. Just use what you know works for you. For me, I just put very simple things in my sticky notes. So if it's an appointment, they are interested, they book the time, I'll set the appointment in my sticky note, I'll put interested. When I call them at the appointment and they don't answer, I'll update it as a new lead status. Then when I go back to my auto dialer, you see the sticky note. So if that person answers, I know, oh, that person I've spoken to already, they're interested, boom. So
yep. The sticky note is what shows up on the front. Yeah, the sticky note is whatever reminds you of that lead. It's a little quick note that shows up on the front of the CRM. So, like, David, if you have somebody that says, I want this for my husband and wife, then you might put, this is a husband and wife sale or something like that. I mean, or a quoted LBL, whatever. That's what that sticky note is. Very good feature. Okay, so the bottom line, though, is they don't keep the appointment. You start them back as a new lead. You keep working them through their system because eventually a lot of people are busy. I closed one the other day that was an Uber driver that I did the same rotation with so many times, but eventually was a very solid sale, but I just had to catch the guy at the right time. And so I would book an appointment. He wouldn't keep it. I'd throw him back in. But at the end of the day, I got the sale. That's what ABD means. It's not, we're not, we just keep the dollar going. I mean, because there's a lot of interested people. You just got to catch them. All right. So so let's say, or let's do an easy one. You make a sale. I just want to cover this. And you sell it, whether it's the first call or second call. Once you make a sale, what do you do with the status? Because this is important. You got to set your sales correctly, too, so you don't keep dialing them.
Let me, Rick, and I hope you don't mind this, let me back it up a little bit. Let me go to, I quoted somebody, okay?
Well, I got a bunch of scenarios, but that's fine.
Yeah, and the reason I want to talk on it, anyway, I quoted you, Rich. You're not ready to pull the trigger, just couldn't seal the deal. So you're quoted, but I book a firm appointment, okay? So I quoted you, but you're now listed as an appointment. For my follow-up, let's say today at 9:30 a.m. Well, I call you at 9:30 a.m. and you don't answer. I, at that point, put you as contact quoted, and you're now in my follow-up queue, okay? So you have to understand the difference. I don't just put new lead and date it through. My system, I go through the quoted, okay? Because my follow-up queue is red hot pipeline, okay? There might be 10, 15 leads in there, and I'll dial through them. And once I realize I've called them a few times and they didn't answer, I'll, at that point, change the status back to new lead and work them through. And that's when I rely on my sticky notes, because in my sticky notes, I'll say pre-qualified LBL or pre-qualified Royal Neighbors, quote, you know, and you'll see that I quoted. So when I dial through and I hit my auto dialer, I have a mix of new leads, I have a mix of appointments that I never got a hold of, and I have a mix of leads I've never gotten a hold of. But I know the difference because of this sticky note feature. So it's important that you use the system properly, okay? And I'm not saying figure out your own system. I can tell you what I do, and this is what works for me. So I'm not going to comment on anybody else's system. This is the system we do. I quoted them. They are an appointment. They didn't answer the appointment. I moved them into my follow-up queue. I call my follow-up queue every hour. At the beginning of every hour, I start my day on my follow-up queue, and every single hour I go back to it, 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and if eventually I move my lead back out of that follow-up queue, perfect. They're just in my auto dialer. That's my system. All right, Rich, sorry about
and
that.
Was, that up on me, no, that's fine. That was my next point on there, Lee. So I got several scenarios. But, yeah, so you quoted them. And by the way, guys, Dave and I talk about these things because we try to be very much in line so that we do our statuses and everything the exact same way. And we talk about different ways to tweak the system and be as most efficient as possible. And so what – you know, you quoted, you scheduled a time to complete the app, but the lead doesn't answer the scheduled time, that's where you're saying you then put it as contacted quoted, and then you work that contacted quoted. That's your follow-up queue.
But here's why. Let me tell you why, Rich, real quick. Because if you've got 75 leads and people are answering, you're not going to get back. There's a good chance you may not get that quoted quickly. So I like to keep my quoted and my follow-ups because I hit them consistently throughout the day. And it's only when I notice, ooh, I've called this person for a few days and they just didn't answer, I'm going to throw them back in my queue because I may get them today, I may not. It just depends on how many people answer. But I like my red-hot leads accessible, and I like to hit them early and often. I don't just like putting them in my status a couple of days out because if you do that and I get that person on the phone, I'm closing them. And that's my mentality. Yep. If somebody speaks to somebody that I've already got to the one-yard line, it's easy to get them to the end zone.
100%. I don't know that people realize that we dial. Like I told last at David, an app, a big Great Western I was doing yesterday, I counted 45 times I've called this guy over the last 2 months. But, it's a legitimate deal. We dial people, but we're not sitting around chasing one person. We're constantly dialing people, new, fresh and all that. So this is, I think, goes to a question you've already kind of addressed it, but a lead's quoted and interested, but there's really not a scheduled time to apply. So you can, maybe that goes back to what you just said, but you let's say you don't set up an appointment, they're in a hurry, but you give them a quote, but you know there's some interest there. You would then, I think you just answered it, but you're then going to put that as contacted, quoted, maybe go through. Is that correct?
Right. Correct. And this is common that everybody sees. I'm talking to you, Rich, quoted and said, give me a call next week. Okay, great. But if I don't hear from you tomorrow, what time can I call you?
Yep.
When they tell me to call next week, I don't take that for face value. I'll just say, okay, great. What time can I call you tomorrow if I don't hear from you? More times than not, they're going to tell you a time. Because that much time that goes by, you're limiting your ability to close it because someone else is going to call them. So even if they tell me next week, I'll still call them tomorrow. That's my system.
Yep.
Now, you don't
abuse. And it goes back, what you just did too, goes back to, you don't argue, you agree. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's kind of like when somebody says, hey, I'll give you a call. Hey, absolutely. Give me a call. Hey, but if I hadn't heard from you, I'll call you tomorrow. It's you agree with them, but then you move the ball down the road. But you put those as your contacted quoted. So that goes over in your follow-up queue so you can hit those the next day, your quoted. And then just to reiterate what David said earlier, and this is where I think you get a balance between having the system and a little bit of the art of the business, meaning what David, correct me, make sure I'm saying the same thing, but when they're in your quoted, you're hitting your quotas, but eventually your follow-up pipeline gets so big, but we don't write those leads off if we haven't got them back on the phone. I don't know where I have this in my notes here, but in other words, it's a quoted that you haven't been able to get back. We're not going to put that as not interested. What you're saying is we then will move that back out of the follow-up queue back into the new lead queue, into the regular call queue with a sticky note that states that it's been quoted.
And let's say you get all the way to Cooling 3, you just never got them back on the phone. Don't let it go. Put the contact – this is where you put it back under as quoted and push it off. That's when you can push it off a week. Give it a little bit of time. But if you never spoke to them, never take them out, right? It just – that's a timing issue.
Yep. In other words, this is why. So when we say we sold one, hey, I just sold a lead from August. Well, I'm trying to reiterate what you're saying to make sure people are getting it. A lead comes in August. We quote them. We then put it in the follow-up queue as a contacted quoted. We call them several times. They didn't answer. We threw them back into the dialer. They went all the way through to Cool Lead 3. We haven't got them back on the phone yet. So that's still a quality lead. And what David is saying at that point is then you can, there's lots you can do. You could withdraw it as a nurture and reload it later, but this is working your inventory properly. You know what I'm saying? So just making sure people are getting what we're saying. Cause we're not, we may get a lot of what we call a one-call close, but sometimes there are people that has previously been quoted that we didn't close, but then we get them on the dialer at the right time and we close them. So in my mind, almost everything we – and tell me if I'm making sense, Dave – but everything we do is almost a one-call close. But there are a lot of times there are people we have quoted in the past, but we just put them back in the system to ABD, because very rarely do people actually keep – at least in my experience, do people actually keep the appointments to do the apps. So therefore, we have to throw them and have a system to get them back on the phone, and we close them when we get them back on the phone.
And if you don't – here's the importance of this. If you don't have systems, it's extremely difficult to be consistent. And it's extremely difficult to improve, because this isn't chance. It isn't luck. There are days you catch people. The timing can be better, right? However, it's all, over a time period, you should not get worse. So if you're losing traction, then there's something in the system or in your process that can be improved. So that's not a negative thing. That's a sign that, okay, there's something I'm doing, whether it be my system, whether it be did I deviate from my outline and script. By having systems in place, you increase your ability to improve, but you're also making it much easier to pinpoint any area that you're not succeeding at, or you're not living up to your potential at. Does that make sense?
100%. You know, and this goes back to, you know, part of the reason we're having these systems is, like, your dialer should never stop. Because there's no excuse for it. Like, for example, when Dave and I first started, we were dialing really bad leads, Facebook leads, and we had to dial so much. Yeah, I mean, oh yeah, that going back then. But even then, early on, but if we ran out of leads, we were reloading. Like, because what we realized is the minute we stop dialing, there will be no more sales that day. So now we're very big believers. You know, we're very big on keeping leads coming in. Everybody should have fresh leads coming in. But if David or myself, if our dialer can't run, which that almost can't happen. But let's just say your dialer can't run, David, what would you do if right now, because let's say the elections, the leads are off and the lead volume's picking back up, but if your dialer can't run, what would you do to solve that problem to make sure your dialer's still running? So where would you go in your CRM? What statuses do you think you would pull from to throw the leads back into your dialer to keep your dialer going? Just to give a real example.
Yeah, I'll give you a real example. Monday, my dialer stopped, but I didn't stop. I pulled. Now, there's several things you can do, but I went to nurture and loaded 20 leads. I just went to the page, clicked it, moved them, changed the status, and then I dialed again. For momentum work.
So just to be clear, not to interrupt you, David, they went to leads all. He sorted by withdrawal nurture. These are people that have either been quoted but never sold, or they were never contacted, whatever. He took nurture. These are people that have not been sold. Withdraw nurture. He pulled up 20, changed them back to a new lead, ran his dialer again. He did that Monday because he needed to be able to keep dialing. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, and I had 5 leads Monday, and I sold 5 policies. No, Monday, that was Tuesday. Tuesday, I had 5 leads and sold 5 policies. Monday was, I can't even remember what Monday was. But it's just about keeping your momentum, the flow, and that's always dialing. So, yes, you'd love to have new leads. I would, too, all day, every day. But, you know, play the hand you're dealt. You know, you can win with a bad hand. All you got to do is pivot, load them up, dial. You might really – you could close – those leads that you reloaded, for sure. We do it every single day, but also it creates more time for the dialer to update. And then you're always dialing, you know, my experience, like Rich said, when my dialer stopped and I waited for it to come back, it was very difficult to get a sale because I broke momentum. I broke just like anything, if you dial for 30 minutes, take a 10-minute break, dial for 30 minutes, take a 5-minute break, I don't operate very well that way. It's hard for me to get sales if I'm not dialing for a minimum of 2 straight hours, but I always like to do 4 straight hours of dialing. Really, I like to dial until I hit my, you know, 2 to 3 sale target before I take a break. But you just got to find your flow. So always be dialing, and if you're like Rich just said, our system, I draw from nurtured, and I draw from withdrawal no contact. Doesn't really matter. You can pull from anything as long as they didn't tell you no.
Yep. The other thing too, David, so if the dollar stops, you can go to withdrawal nurture, withdrawal no contact. Sometimes we might, let's say our follow-up queue is really big, whatever, of contacted quoteds. That's where we might need to say, hey, let's go load 5 quoteds or 10 quoteds. Maybe they're a couple months old, but they're still in your follow-up queue. But maybe if you run them through the dialer as a new lead, that's where you use the sticky note, quoted. You know, in the sticky note, you start them back as a new lead and dial them through. Because it's all about getting those people back on the phone. And one quick side note I want to mention, because there are agencies out there, these big call center type agencies, and, you know, their agents are working and they're getting calls, let's say, that come in. If they don't close them, do you think that the agency that spent all that money on those leads just do nothing with those leads? Of course not. They're going to send them to the next agent that's probably going to close it. So you got to think of yourself this way. You're a business owner, and you do need to, you know, you just work this efficiently, like keep, but you got to always be dialing. There's no reason to stop. And you, now let me say this too, David and I have never stopped. We've never turned fresh leads come off. I mean, we never one time have we, even if we went out, like our leads are always flowing. So we keep new leads coming in, but we also are continuing to work our inventory. Go ahead, David. I just want to mention that real quick.
Oh no. Yeah. You're 100% correct. And even if you're new, right, or you're at that phase where you're not always on auto lead refill, which is okay, work your inventory. That's the thing. You know, don't be a victim of bad lead quality or not enough volume, because everybody's in the same boat. We're all playing by the same rules, and we all have the same thing. These are systems that we have that we've learned through tremendous failure, right, or tremendous unknown, to now it doesn't faze us. I haven't gotten a single new lead order in the month of November, but I'm at 12 sales this week or whatever it is, only because the systems we have in place prevented that, right? 2-3 years ago, that would not have been the case, would it, Rich? We would have been mad, frustrated.
100%. Now, granted, we have inventory. Yep. Well, granted, we have inventory. The other thing is two-part. It's a system, and it's also understanding the right mindset. For example, and somebody told me this. I think it was actually Mark Capper. You know, one person's old lead is another person's fresh lead. And this is where you got to learn to be good between the ears, because if you take this is why we like starting them as a new lead and not even necessarily knowing which is which, because I guarantee you I could go take a bunch of old stuff, put them in as a new lead, get them to David, and he doesn't know any difference. Mentally, this is where you have to be mentally prepared that every dial is a potential sale. But if you get negative and you think it's not, you don't realize somebody else is selling these people. I mean, so it's about being strong between the ears of saying, look, you know, these leads, I can close these leads. As long as I'm dialing and I'm quoting, I can be making sales. I don't know if that makes sense, but, you know, but if you think, oh, I'm not going to sell these because these are, you know, I've already called these 12 times and they didn't, you know, whatever, then you've already lost.
100%.
So here's another little thing. Go ahead. What?
Oh, no, I'm just saying 100%. It's between the ears right there.
Yep. And then, you know, for example, I'll give you another, I want to mention this real quick. You get a referral or a spouse sale. I want to make sure everybody understands this. If you quote one, and David taught me this a couple weeks ago, going for that double sale. Well, just so everybody knows how that works in the system, you each lead, each husband and wife is their own lead. So when that happens, you need to go in and do leads add and add the spouse or whoever as a lead. I'm doing an app at 2:00 in California today. you know, that was a referral sale. It was somebody that was a sale that gave a referral and so plugged them in the system, but the referral never answered. So just worked them through the system as a new lead. Finally, they answered. It was late last night, and we booked an appointment today. Hopefully, they'll answer on the appointment to do a two-bagger, and that was a referral sale. So, you know, go after those referrals. That's another way you add new leads in your system when you make a sale, trying to get a sale, you know, trying to get the referral, whether it's a spouse or a friend or whatever. I was going to ask one other thing, David, two other points, but go ahead if you got something you want to comment on that.
Oh, no, you said it perfect.
Okay, so one other thing. So let's say we talk on there a lot about doing a flip, but let's say obviously it's very important when you apply someone, if you apply LBL or Royal or whatever, if they decline, it's very important to get that flip right away, ideally doing the GTL flip right away, and we could do a whole training on that. But let's just say, for example, let's be honest and say we don't always get the flip right away. Now, I'm sure it is definitely the majority of the time we get the immediate flip because we know not to let it go. But let's just say for the times that we don't get the immediate flip, or maybe for those of you that are new and you're not quite comfortable with the flip yet, that's okay. Maybe you have to call them back. So just talk about the decline status, David, and just kind of how to – so you apply someone with Liberty Bankers and they decline and you're not successful at the flip. Again, the goal is to flip them immediately. But let's assume you do not flip them. What would you do at that point?
Yeah, great job, Rich. I'm glad you mentioned that because you put it as the declined, right? So – and then you put a sticky note for, let's say, declined LBL – go GTL. Okay. So when your lead flow or at any given point, you want to have some strong inventory, you go to your searches, you search your leads that are declined. That means these people want coverage. They just got declined and you weren't able to flip. Then you call them back. Rich, it's David. Happy to go ahead and take that 1 or 2 minutes to get your policy approved now. Boom. You'd be amazed. You would be shocked if you haven't done it, how easy it is.
Yep.
They forgot they were declined.
They forgot, yeah. And so just so you know, when you set the decline status, they go into your follow-up queue or sales made queue, I think is where it goes. But then you can even date it out if you don't want it in there. Let me give you a perfect example real quick to what David just said. I did this last week. I did an LBL solid app that declined in October of 2019. That was now 13 months ago. No, I guess it was in October. So it had been exactly 12 months, a little over 12 months since she declined. Forgot about her. She was a decline status, lost in the system. I found her. I called her up and said, hey, this is Rich. I'm your life insurance agent. Remember I helped you last year with that Liberty Bankers? We didn't get approved. You know, she was so grateful that I called her back. And in her particular situation, because of her age, I didn't have a lot of options at the time. But I didn't write her off. But I literally called her back and wrote her an app 12 months later, approved level LBL. So exactly what David said, whether you're calling them next month or whenever it is, those are red hot pipeline. And so part of for us, Dave and I, we've been building our pipeline for so long. When we say this business gets easier, yes, you get back in money, yes, but you just have this inventory and this pipeline that all we do is we just stay focused on the basics. ABD always filling our pipeline. Because if our pipeline is always being filled, then it's something else is always coming out the other end. That's literally all this business is. The reason it's difficult when the beginning is you don't have a full pipeline. You got to fill that sucker up, take massive action, ABD, fill it up, and then you got to know how to constantly work that pipeline using the system. The last thing I did want to mention, David, is how we have, and I don't want to go into the weeds here, but just the high level part of the fact that we view lapsed emails as money. And I want to reframe this for you guys that are getting lapsed emails and you're letting that discourage you. And we've talked a little bit about it. And I'm not going to go into the weeds here, but when an email comes in, and obviously we want to fix policy today, but let's just mention real quick when an email comes in from a carrier or from digital, either way, but when we get an email and a lapse, how we go into the lead, put it as a lapse, and that way we have a system so we're not thinking about it but we're also not losing those people and we can resell them later. I don't want to go too deep into it, David, but I just want people to understand that this business, again, is part of the system about continuing to work properly and always be dialing and making sales. So I mentioned real quick just to comment on that, not seeing the negative with lapses.
Yeah, I love them. I love them. That was an exaggeration. But I don't get bothered by them because, like Rich said, you have your system. You call the lead. You change the status to lapse. You call the lead.
Hey.
Can you hear me, Rich?
I lose you, David. I got you, yep.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, good, yeah.
Yep.
So you change the status to lapse. You call them. They answer. You fix it. You know, 60 days goes by. You haven't been able to get them back on the phone, and then they do answer. Great. You can either fix their old policy by making up the back payment or apply them with coverage that they're eligible for. I've had people that are still eligible for their same type plan. I've also had people that something changed in their health. I was able to get them a GI or DTL plan. So you can sell, if 20% of your policies lapse, well, by doing it this way, you may have cut in half, and now only 10% of your business falls off the book. And over a year, that is a dramatic difference on your income. And not only for you, look, obviously, the more people you help, the better it is for you. But you just wait and see if you haven't done this, the satisfaction and gratefulness that your clients show to you. I mean, it's right, Rich? It's nuts.
Oh, yeah.
They're so thankful.
Yeah, so,
most of them have no idea their policy isn't being paid.
Yep. I mean, there's so many things we could go on this, and we got to end this call, but when an email comes in, you change it as lapse. It goes into your queue and your sales made queue. You can call and try to fix those. What David's saying is if you can't fix them, just leave it as lapse, date it out for later. You know what I mean? And that way there's a system for this because you can go back and resell those lapses later. We had a little game going a couple weeks ago. We started this, and David and I, we sold – in 1 week, we sold over $10,000 of premium, I think over level premium, if I'm not, of just lapses from like 2019. I mean, I'm not giving the exact numbers, but we pulled up old lapse policies from a year ago that were completely off the books. We put the sticky note in as lapse because we confirmed they were off the books, put them back in as new leads, and went and sold policies. And so the point is, if you take a long-term view of this business and you have systems in place, this is what we're trying to talk about. But at the core is you got to always be dialing and work these systems. So I know we got into a lot of detail. I know we need to end this call so we can get to always be dialing. But, David, any parting words?
Always be dialing. Let's go have a great day.
Well said. All right, guys, let's have a strong finish, and we'll talk to you guys next week. We'll see you on Slack.